Okay, we're on. Tomorrow, I was told, is a Sunday schedule, so tomorrow daf will be at 7:10, and davening at 8. And then Beit Hashem Tuesday, we'll get back to a normal schedule, so those who listen to Beit Hashem, it'll be up an hour later. Okay, daf, Pei Amid Beis. Pei Amid Beis on the bottom. We're up to the Mishnah. Menachem, we got up to the Mishnah? Okay, Mishnah. Okay, today we have a lot on today's daf. We're trying to accomplish as much as we can. So we have a Mishnah which sounds very similar to what we had a couple of months ago on Daf Chav Vav Mabez, which the Gemara will talk about, that with everything you could use to make an Erev or a Shituf, and the context here is Erev Chaseris. The context earlier had been Erev Truman. If you remember beforehand, Tosfos had said Erev Truman. Rashi there had quoted Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tchumen, which Tosfos was bothered by because of this Mishnah. Because this Mishnah says, seems to say, and remember that Tosfos there comments on the Rashi. So you can use anything except for water and salt. Why is water and salt excluded? If you remember, we discussed, Rashi says that it's not nourishing, and therefore it's not considered mazon. The Rambam said in the Pirush Mishnayos there that water and salt are transporter foods. They're not foods themselves. They help things stay good, they stay fresh, they help you store foods in them, but they are not considered foods themselves. That was the Rambam on that Mishnah. But that's so our Mishnah says you can use anything for Erev and Shituf. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kikar hu Erev. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Kikar, a loaf of bread is an Erev. A, that is part one of Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Part two of Rabbi Yeshua Shita, Afilu Mafes Sa'avahu Prusa, a Ma'arvin Ba. Even if you have a large loaf of bread, but it is not whole, it is a prusa, it is a broken piece, so that you do not use. Kikar, ki isar v'hu shalim ma'arvin ba. A much smaller loaf, but as long as it's whole, you are ma'ariv with it. You have to use a shalim when it comes to Erev. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't use a broken piece. Why is that? There's no concept of lechem mishnah when it comes to Erev, but we'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. And we'll see if any of these halachas transfer to lechem mishnah, or even hilchos brachas on a weekday. That we'll see. Okay, Tanina chad azimna, says the Gemara. Didn't we learn this earlier? As we said at the beginning of the third parak, Arvin. Now we have another Mishnah. So why do you have both Mishnayis? So the Gemara has two answers. What the Chiddush is of this Mishnah? Amar Abba La'afuke Midr of Yeshua. Maybe the why do you need both Mishnayis to exclude Rabbi Yehoshua? The Amar Kika Rabbi Yeshua, who's the second Shita in our Mishnah, who says that we're going to focus first on the first half of Rabbi Yeshua Shita, who says that you dafka need bread. The Amar Kika in Midiach Rini Lo, who says only bread. Kamash Malan. Bakol. The chiddush of that of the Mishnah is that the Tadakama says Bakol even here. What's the chiddush? So Rashi explains here that the earlier Mishnah was about Erev Tchumen. So you would have thought that over there's one Shita, and over there Rabbi Yeshua admits that there's no you can have anything you want. Why? Because as we will see, the reason that here there is an issue of what to use is there's an issue of Ava. The issue of people are going to be upset because they're contributing this and other people are contributing that. So that's why maybe over there you could use, and everybody agrees that Bakama Arvin Mishtath and you can use anything you want. But maybe over here, because there's an issue that people are going to be makpid, so maybe everybody, you have to use bread, you have to use the same thing, so nobody gets upset about what other people use. Kamash Malan, that's why you have to have our Mishnah, that even by Eruv HaChatzeros, where there is an issue of contribution, it's not like Eruv Tchumen, where there's one person putting something to extend your tchum, but over here there are a number of people contributing, so you might say, what is used makes a difference, and there wouldn't be a Tanakama Shita over here. Everybody would agree to the second Shita that you have to use bread. Kamash Malan, that's why you have to have this Mishnah as well by Erev Chatzeros to teach you even here you are allowed to use anything you want except for Ma'ayim Melech. Okay, so that is approach number one in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Eisve Abaya. Abaya says, 1 minute, Bakoma Arvin Erev V'Chatzeros. We have a brisa that says, you could use anything for Erev V'Chatzeros, Ubakol Mishtat V'Shituf E'Mavos, and you could use anything for Shituf, V'lo Amru La'arev B'Pas, Ela B'Chatzer B'Vad. And what is the issue of Pas? That's Erev V'Chatzeros. So how do you read this Mishnah? The first line of how do you read this brisa? The first line says Bakol Ma'arvin Erev V'Chatzeros, and the third line says they only use pas. They only said pas except for Chatzer Bavad. So what does Bakol mean? So says the Gemara, Man Shamis Leit Amar Pas In Midi Achrini Lo Rabbi Yeshua, who was who must this Braisa, the author of this Braisa, be? Because the Braisa, at least in line 3, limits it to Pas. It must be the author of this Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, it must be that you read the first line of this Braisa in light of the third line. And if the third line says you have to use bread, and the first line says you could use anything, the first line really must mean any type of bread. That's how we must understand the first line of the Braisa. Bako ma'arvin. So viktani bako. So ask the Gemara. Just like here, then the Braisa of the word bako means any type of bread, maybe so too in the Mishnah. What it says, our Mishnah here, bako means any type of bread, and really the Tanakhama is not arguing with Rabbi Yeshua on that aspect of what you could use. Maybe everybody agrees that Erev Chatzeres has to be with bread, and the Machlokas is only by the second half, the issue of whole or not. So says the Gemara, you're right. That's why we paskin, as the Gemara have said a number of times, Erev Chatzeres is dafka bapas. Because what do we, the maskana here is that really everybody says bread. And bakol ma'arvin in the Mishnah really means any type of bread. Ela, amar, amar bachana, la'afuke mid Rabbi Yeshua. You're right. So this Mishnah is not coming to go against Rabbi Yeshua's first part of his Shita that you have to use bread, but it's going against the second part of the Shita that says, to amar shlema in prusalo, he says you have to use a whole, kamash malan, bakol. That's the chiddush of our Tanakhama, that no, you could even use a prusa, you could even use a part of a piece of a loaf of bread. You don't dafka have to use a whole one. And that is the machlokas between the Rebbe Lazar and Yeshua in our Mishnah. Uprusa my time alone. What is the issue? Why can't you use a prusa? It's also a piece of bread. And dafka, a large prusa is not allowed, while a much smaller loaf is allowed. So again, by Hilchas Brachos we understand, because by Hilchas Brachos we had this concept called shalem. It's a davar chashuv to make a bracha on a shalem. But what about Erev Chatzeres? There's no issue of Shalom. Again, we have the issue about bracha by Erev Tchubet, Erev Chatzeres, but this is a bracha that you're gonna eat it. So is that the same issue here? So the Gemara says no. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul. Amar Rebbe. Yossi ben Shaul. So already named for Shaul in the times of the Gemara. Amar Rebbe. Mishum Eva. The issue is Eva. So Eva usually has the connotation of Jews and non-Jews, but here Eva is being referred to Jews and Jews. Why? Because somebody we spoke about yesterday in the Drasha, somebody's gonna bring some a prusa, and somebody's gonna bring a whole one. And somebody's gonna say, I had to give a whole loaf. You give a half a loaf. What do I have to give a whole loaf for? Everybody's gonna get upset. And the whole point, say they were showing him here, of Erev Chatzeres is to unify yourself, to become one big happy family. So dafke here, Rechoshish Mishum Eva, that we don't want people to get upset. So that's why we say everybody has to bring a whole loaf. Or a whole matzah, either way, or a whole matzah. Says the Rashba here, this is what we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yehoshua, that you have to bring a whole loaf. So why do we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua here? Don't we hold in all cases of Erev, we go Lakula. The Avagav says the Rashba, the Kaimalan Alach Kedever Meko Be'erev, Afilo Hachi Baha Kaimalan Kribi Yeshua, the Dafka Pasu Shlema. Why? Three reasons. Number one, Rebbe Eliezer is the Bar Plukta, and Rebbe Eliezer we know is Shamutihu. Rebbe Eliezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and we don't paskin like him. The Ode to Rebbe Mefarish Talmud Rebbe Yeshua. Number two is that Rebbe is explaining right here the reason for Rabbi Yeshua, so it must be that he's going according to what he holds too. So Yehuda Nasi also holds like him. The Ode, we're about to have a couple of lines of the Gemara where the Gemara is discussing Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, and that's why we paskin that way. Again, all three of those aren't strong reasons, because many times the first two blot of Maseches Nida is all about Shitas Beis Shammai, who we don't paskin like. The Gemara all the time has discusses Shitas that we don't paskin like. But again, putting all those three together, he says that's why we paskin here le chumra. This is only by Erev Chatzeres. But Shita Mavos, as the Gemara said before, we can use wine. We can use wine, and that's more flexible. The Sfasemis here is an interesting ha'ara. Sfasemis says, if we're so worried about this Eva, that you don't want people to use a piece, because some people are going to bring whole, some people use prusa, so why don't you just say, everybody bring a prusa? And then you won't have a problem. Accept prusas from everybody. So then, that also solves the problem. So if you say everybody has to bring a shalim, say everybody has to bring a prusa. So as far as I said, no, what are you going to do? So if somebody brings a whole one, you're not going to accept it? So you'll break it in half. You can have a takana that takana won't have any teeth. So that is why the Sfasemis says you had to make this, the takana this way, that it had to be that everybody has to bring a shalim, and everybody will follow that halach. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha, Rebbe Rav Ashi, Irvu Kulan Beprusos Mahu. What if everybody brings a prusa? Everybody be the frusa, so there's no issue of Eva in this case. So Amarlei, no, Shema Yachzer Davar L'Kulo. No, because maybe fine now, it you can bring a frusa, but maybe in the future, it'll return to its potentially negative state, that some people bring frusas, some people will bring shalems, and therefore, we don't make any distinctions. Again, this is a big issue. We discussed a little bit in the past. Hopefully, there'll be time in the future to discuss it. And that is the issue of lo plug by Gzeiros Derabanan. Sometimes by Gzeiros Derabanan, we say batal hatam, batal hatakana, or a specific case, batal hatam, batal hatakana. But more often than not, we say af al pisha batal hatam, lo batal hatakana. Like for Yom Tov Sheni, and for various reasons. Maybe there are secret reasons that Chazal didn't tell us, other reasons, but this goes along that list, that Shem Yachzor L'Kulo is really giving a reason. It's not just Stam Lo Plug. This is more of a reason. As if we weren't Choshi Shem Yachzor, so then you would be able to say it's okay with Prusas.
But everybody's allowed to give a Prusa. How can it ever be? Who's the Avis? Somebody wants to give a little love. Why is that a big deal?
That's what the Sfas Hamas's question. Why don't you just say everybody can give a prusa? So he says, no. He says, because what are you going to say? If somebody brings a shalem, I'll read you his lashon. If somebody brings a shalem, you're going to say, you're not going to accept it? Just break it in half. So it's like a zakzir is not going to have any teeth then. So that's why he says, v'nir, there's eino, devade, eino yochol atakein, demand the maizi chad shlema, lo have a eruv, lo yochol lachal kol achat soin, yeh kasher, o memela kati yeh eva, do maizi chad shlema v'chad prusa, aval atot, dekulu maizi shlema, lake eva la'olam. So that's why that was his question. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Yonah son ben Shaul, nitzla heimena kedei chalasa u kedei dimua, marvin lo ba. Rabbi Yochanan says that let's say you have a loaf, but a little bit was taken off of it. So is that still called a shalem? How much was taken off? Kedei chalasa. What's kedei chalasa? Kedei chalasa, as we know, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of taking chala. It means after you, once you are kneading your dough, you're kneading and you're making the shear a certain amount of dough, which we'll talk about in a second, you have to take off challah, which is, as the Mishnah says in challah, which we'll get to in a second, it's 1/24 for the average person. Mita oraisa. That is the Me'ikr Hadin shear. Bizman hazeh, because the challah is not going to a kohen, and it's just going to be burned, so then we just take off a mashahu, maybe a kezias, but just a little bit, and we burn it. But originally the halacha is 1/24. So let's say you 1/24 of taken off. That's kedei chalasa. Ukedei dimua. Dimua, as we said, usually lebi dimua means meduma, which Rashi here explains is you have chulin, and a little truma falls into your chulin. How much? What's a little bit? If you have 100 chulin connected your truma, that's okay, because truma is batel b'meya ve'echad. Different, there are different shiurim of bitl for different chafatzim of kodesh. Most of the time, you have bitul barov, bitul bashishim, but by certain objects, you have more. Truma is 1 in 101. Kilai hakerem and other types of kilayim is maybe 1 in more than that. But at least for medume, it's 1 to 100. But let's say if 99 chulin and 1 truma, or less chulin, so that's called medume. That's, and then you have to take off. What's the halacha medume? You have truma mixed in, so a kohen is allowed to eat medume. It's not tevel. Tevel means nothing was taken off yet. A kohen can't eat that either. Meduma is truma and chulin mixed in, so a kohen can't eat that. But if you're not a kohen, you don't want to eat it. So you take off the sheer meduma. You take off the sheer meduma, and then you're able to one out of 100 or whatever it is, and you're allowed to eat the truma. So let's say that amount is taken off. So ma'avloba, you're still allowed to use it. That's not called broken. Sounds like that's just a little bit taken off. Tosfos points out, what kind of statement is this? If 1/24 is taken off, or 1/100, isn't that much less of a chit? Well, 1/100 is a tiny amount. So what do you mean? It's zu vein sarach lama zuk tani. Very difficult to say that the Braisa is giving one larger shear and one smaller shear. So that's why Tosfos, the end of Tosfos kedei chalasa, he says, once it says kedei chalasa, what do you have to tell me kedei meduma? So he gives his an answer. The Ritva says, maybe it means we had once before in Maseches Erevin that the word meduma means real truma. It doesn't mean meduma like we usually translate meduma. That's what the Ritva here quotes. Where is that Ritva? The Ritva here says that if you look in the pasuk in the Torah, it says meleascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. The Torah refers to truma as dema. So maybe here too it means that the hakol truma atzma kari meduma kalishna dekra. Vaktani, etc. Where does he quote the early Gemara? Vekivin shashirim krovim, and then once it's real truma, then it's pretty close. Because what's real truma is 1/50. 1/50 is the shear beinoness, and we're going to get to the shear for challah, at least for bakers, which we'll get to in a minute, is 1/48, which is very close. That's why maybe it says both shearim. But he points out, as earlier we had this, there it is in Bechol Ma'arvin, Lamed Vav Ben Aleph. If you look back on Lamed Vav Ben Aleph, there we also had the Lashon Medume, where there was a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas, whether that meant Medume or real or real truma. Anyways, it asks the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul says, if you have kedei chalas or kedei dimur taken off, you can use it for eruv. V'hatani kedei dimur ma'arvin lo ba. I says, if kedei dimur you could use it, but kedei chalas in ma'arvin lo ba. But if chal is taken off that year, it's no good. Lo kasha habachal is nachlum habachal is balabayis. The difference is how much chal was taken off. There are two different shiurim. Again, it doesn't say beferish in the Torah how much should be taken off. It just says tarimu truma. Just like we says by truma, there is no shiur d'oraisa. Chazal made up the three shiurim, 1/40th, 1/50th. 1/60th, Ayin Ra, Ayin Tova, Ayin Beinus, Ayin Ra. So the Bachal, Chazal made up the Shiurim of 1/24th for a regular average person making bread for themselves, but a little less for a baker, because a baker has to do so much. If he has to take off so much Chal, it'll be more difficult for a baker. He's trying to make a buck. So that's why Chazal were Mekel to take off a smaller amount of Chal for a baker. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Chal, Shir Chal Echam Yasim Ba'arba. Usually Chal is 1/24th. Ha'osa Isal Atzmo, if you're making a dough for yourself, Isal Mishnah. Or and also if you make it up for yourself again, 1/24th. Nachtum a baker, shu osalim karbashuk. If you're doing it to sell on the shuk, v'chein isha or a woman, shu'asalim karbashuk, echan me'arba'im b'shmon. That's 1/48th. We're more mako by a baker, so that's the difference between the two cases. 1/24th would be a problem for Hilchas Erev. That's the second brisa, but the first one that says it's okay is talking about the case of 1/48th. That is the period. That's the end of that that section. Interesting, the Gemara seems to say here that where are you taking off the challah from? You're taking off after it's already baked. Right? So that's what it sounds like. So I got the shaila a couple years ago, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea, in Shin Chav Zayin, it's Hilchas Challah. So it says, Mikir Adin, you have to take off, if you take it off challah when it's already, it's still flour, that's nothing. That's lav shem chala. Hamavash chala so kemach ino chala. The gezel biad kohen. B'shar ha'isa chayves b'chala. V'osa kemach shevich shem chala. Right? So it says it's still as if nothing happened. When are you supposed to take off chala? When's the best time? When do we do it bizman hazeh or even bizman ha'mikdash? Supposed to take it off when the dough is complete. You're supposed to say when it's all well mixed in. Etc. So it talks about various other halachos. Right, you have to make it one goof, which comes up. Let's say you split it up into different pans. What are you supposed to do? We had a give a shiur in the, a couple years ago to the women on hafrashas challah. If you want to listen in, cbey.org should be there on the women's shiurim. The mitzvah of hafrashas challah. But what's important for us is the end of this siman in Shin Chav Zayin. Im lo hifrash challah batzik ela afa hakol hareza mafrash minapas. That's what we pass about the Eved. Let's say a woman forgot to take off challah, and she already baked her challahs. So you take off then, take off a piece then. That's what you can't use that one for lechem mishnah anymore. But you take off a piece then, and that would also be the Eved. But the Eved, okay. So do you always have to take off challah bisman hazeh? So generally, the minhag I think is the shape of Henkin. There are three different shiurim. If a woman makes challah with, depends how much flour you use. Less than 3 pounds of flour, you don't have to take off challah. 3 to 5, you take off without a bracha. If you use a whole 5 pound bag of challah, so a flour, then you take off with a bracha. L'hafresh challah min ha'isa. So that is again, if a woman can do it, if she can make it and put some challahs in the freezer, or so that's a wonderful schus that they have to do the mitzvah of a fresh challah with a bracha. Yes, it's derabanan today, but still, it's a wonderful mitzvah. If they can use a 5 pound bag, then you could even do it with a bracha. The challah is burned, though. The challah is burned. So it relates to what we're going to discuss about the next Tuesday night shiur, the relationship of hafrasha from truma and challah, the relationship of that and giving it to the kohen. Does it lose anything if it doesn't go to the kohen, if it just gets burnt? In achinami. Okay. That is some inyanim of challah bezman hazeh. A couple of other points. The Rush here says that the issue here, what's the issue of Erev? Kedei chalasa, kedei dimua. The Rush says, doesn't really matter. The Gemara isn't really giving that you had to take it off l'shem chal, l'shem dimua. What's the ikur issue in the Gemara? Whether it's still whole or not. So really what the Gemara means is that you took it off for any reason, but you took off that amount. The Gemara is just relating the amount. If you took off that amount, it's still called a whole. So don't worry about if you have a little bit missing. The question is, though, does that apply also to Lechem Mishnah? What if you took off a drop for Lechem Mishnah? So is that still called Lechem Mishnah? So the Karben Asano on the bottom of the Rush here says, for the Rush, I said what I just said, that since the issue is Eva, it doesn't matter, bein nita l'shem chala, bein lo nita l'shem chala, because the Shechinim don't know, so don't worry, it doesn't matter, just the issue is the amount. So if you took off this tiny amount, then it's still okay, because basically, you know what, it'll look whole. It'll look cold if you take off such a tiny amount from the bottom. Sometimes you're at a shalosh shudis, you pick up a challah, it looks whole. Then you look upside down, you're like somebody took a piece off of it. But it looked whole. It says the carbon esanal here, that svarazu be'erev, this only applies by hilchas erev. Aval inyan lechem mishnah b'shabbos, b'lechem mishnah, im nita b'mena kadei challah, adanayin havi lechem mishnah, zezeina chisaron elatikuna, aval im nita b'mena shelo l'shem challah, if you took it off l'shem challah, fine, because that's it being misakin it. But if you just took off a piece, lo l'shem challah, so then lo havi lechem mishnah, tuhu ba'atzmo yodei ashachaser. Because it's not an issue of anybody else realizing it, but it's an issue of you yourself know that there's a piece missing, and therefore you will not be able to use it for lechem mishnah. And that's why we generally, again, we had shiur on this a couple of years ago on Shabbos afternoons, what is called shalim regarding lechem mishnah. So in general, we try to have a whole challah. If you don't have a whole one, so what do you do? So that we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Ayin Dalet says that it doesn't say shalim in the Torah. It's not a din d'oraisa. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan that we're going to get to in a minute about holding a broken piece together. But at the end, he says, "Miyum ein lo shleimim klal." Let's say you really don't have any challahs left. Let's say you forgot to buy rolls on Erev Shabbos, and you're at home, and you don't have any rolls. So what do? So yikach shnei prusos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan on a bidyeva level, you can even take two slices of challah. Two bread, two pieces. Da al kalpanim lechem mishnahu, elo she'eno derech kavod. Still double, still two, but it's not derech kavod. He's still zecher to the man with the lechem mishnah, but still, you know, so you don't have two whole ones. What can you do? But at least on a bidyeva level, this is okay. So this is what we pass in halacha lemaisa. If you don't have two whole ones, then you just take two prusos. If you have a started loaf and nothing else, it's not like you should cut two pieces off and use lechem mishnah, because it's not a shalim anyway. It's not a shalim anyway. It's against the Vilna Gaon that what? They have to the 12 loaves. But again, you don't have any. You're losing anyway. You only have one. You only have one here anyway. There is a tshuva of the Meshav Davar, of the Netziv, in Simon Chaf Aleph, where he writes a tshuva to his son. He said there's a minog that people come in to a shal shudis, and they give them two chatichos lechem mishnah. They run out of loaves, they give him two chatichos. The hikshu achaveirim, dezeh lo chashuv lechem mishnah. And then Migaraya from the Rush, that's why lechem oni, it's broken. Different discussions, which Pesach we'll get to in the future. And then he says, imke mishi ishlo echad shalem, roi yotzul levat, say al shnei prusos, lechem mishnah, what if you have one whole one? Forget one broken one. One whole one. Is it better to split it up and make it into two pieces to be able to say lechem mishnah? Which is more important, lechem mishnah or shalem? So the Netziv says a chiddush. He says, nachin in the earliest deity. He says, do ha'ikr talui eich ba ha'lechem lefaneinu. It depends, how did this lechem come in front of you? If you come to the table and there's a half a loaf of challah in front of you, that's it. That you can't break it because it came to you as a, this is how it came to you. It says, im ba ha'lechem lefaneinu shalem wafilu parus im nifras v'niktan mikamosa mikri chaser. If you make it smaller, then it's going to be called chaser. Even though, if you would have just gotten a small piece, that would still be called lechem. Here's a chiddush. It depends how it came in front of you. If it came in front of you as a whole piece, or a whole one, then you can't break it. Because then it'll be called a chaser. If it's in the kitchen and you're not there yet, and the question is, it sounds like if they're going to bring it out to you, how should they bring it out to you? Then it's better to cut it in half. It means how in your subjective view is this chaser from what it was? And lemaisa, just try to have two rolls, and if not, you know, two slices are enough. Again, do we pass in that way? That is, if it's better to cut up a shalim, I don't know if we'd go that far. It's a chiddush of the nesiv. I think most would pass in that if you have one shalim, just keep one shalim. If one is whole and one is not, so you use that. That's what you could do. That's the best you have. Okay, so that's just a few halachos of lechem mishnah, which we'll talk about a little more in a minute. Let's continue. Amar Rav Chisda, tuf Rabbi Kisei ma'arvin lo ba. So what happened if a little piece, you have a little broken challah, but a little piece came off, what you're going to do is you're going to put in a little toothpick kind of thing to be able to hold it together. So would that be good enough? Ma'arvin lo ba, that's good. Then how long do you hold it together? Another verse that says you can't. Depends if it's noticeable. If it's noticeable that it's being held together by a toothpick, then fine. But sometimes you like put it in at the bottom. It's like kind of like a safety pin. Put a safety pin inside. You can't notice that it's holding it together. So therefore, that would be okay. Remember, what's the issue? The issue by Erev is Ava. So Ava, if it looks like a whole one, nobody's going to get upset. Oh, he brought a whole one. I brought a whole one. So there's no issue, no problem. The Mordechai here says that by, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, by Lechem Mishnah, He says, Lecha Mishnah, nearly, the Lecha Mishnah, im kar nechtach nikri Lecha Mishnah ve'in sarach tfira. He says, if it's whole, you don't have to be mechaber, just put it together, hold it together, you don't need, because the whole issue here is Eva, and over there, it's just Shalem, and there is more flexibility by Shalem, says the Mordechai. So do we hold this way? So if you look in Hilchus Betzia Sapas, gotta look in two places here. In Hilchus Kuf Samaches and Betzia Sapas, and in Hilchus Lecha Mishnah and Shabbos. So in Hilchus Betzia Sapas, there are halachas about in general, Hilchus Brachas. So if you're gonna have a motzi during the week, so what are you supposed to do? If you have a pita, you have some slices, you have a whole, so there's a Shulchan Aruch. Imshtein Shleimos Mimin. Okay, if you have two whole ones, one big, one small, use the big one, etc. And if you don't have a whole lechem, bim ein lo lechem shalem, yechabram yachad ba'etz o b'shum davar shelo yehi nireh, b'dino kedin shalem, va'afilu b'shabbos yachol lechabram. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Even on Shabbos, you can hold them together. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah here quotes that the Mordechai, you don't have to hold it together with a splinter. Okay, in general, Hilchas Brachas, hold it together. On Shabbos, there's an issue, just like here, there's Eva, there's an issue of Liyad needs real Shalem. But on Shabbos, that's why on Shabbos you could hold it together with something. You gotta be careful, they're not gonna pick up something muksa just to be yotze, the issue of Lechem Mishnah. So again, in general, on a weekday, I don't think you have to search around, but on Shabbos, Lechinami, nowadays we grow up, we're Baruch Hashem, we're affluent, we have all these roles, so it doesn't come up. Let's say it might come up. So what you do is you could hold them together or even put them together with something, and that would help. This is the big issue that is discussed. That is, what about the other halacha in Hilchas Brachas? You're not supposed to have to do something after you make the bracha before you eat the challah. So what are you supposed to do? The Shulchan Aruch even says, that's so you're going to eat the next sip of the Shulchan Aruch says, but what are you supposed to do if you're supposed to make a bracha on a shalem? But what do? You cut it first. You cut it first a little bit so that after you make the bracha, it'll be easier to rip apart. It'll be easier to cut because you already started the cut. And then you're supposed to just hold it so it looks like a shalem. But the problem is, what about Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a halacha of Lechem Mishnah. That's somewhat of a higher standard, as we just saw. So if you cut it beforehand, then you're not going to have Lechem Mishnah. You're going to have to put it together. So what do? So that's the halacha in Reishai and Dalet, in Dini Betzias Abbas B'Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Botzias Shtei Kikaris She'ochei Shtei B'Yado Botzias Tachtona. You cut the bottom one on Friday night. Alpi Kabbalah, the Rama says, the bottom one is cut on Friday night, and all other times, Shabbos day and Yontif day and night, you cut the top one, and though we've spoken in the past that that's why you should have the bottom one a little bit moved closer to you, so there's Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvahs, because usually the bottom one is further from you. So to help that, you move the bottom one a little closer to you, and then it says, Mitzvah Lefsoa B'Shabbos Prusa Gadola, you have to give out a big piece, we spoke about that in Nesechus Brachas, Daf Lametes, but then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that what he's supposed to do about this chaticha. He says, cutting it, he says, el brama shelo yachtov ha-kikar ad-achar bracha, k'dei shi ha-kikar shlemos. You're not supposed to cut the bread totally, because you need shalim, but what do you do? But there's a hafzik issue. So we spoke, there's a chasam sofer on the Shulchan Aruch, you can look there, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes here the minhag that you might have seen, v'ha-medaktakim, regilim lirshom besakin kodem ha-bracha. The medaktakim, says the Mishnah Berurah, mark the challah before they make the bracha. What is mark? You ever see that? You mark it, then you cover it. What do you mark the challah for? So the answer is because of this issue. You can't really cut it beforehand because you need Lechem Mishnah. But you want to kind of start the process so it's not so much of a hefsek. So that's why if you mark it, it's kind of like starting the process. That's why, that's where this minna comes from. The Mishnah requests the medaktakim do it so that it's as if they're starting the process already. The problem is that sometimes you mark it, then you spend 5 minutes looking for your mark. Like you're like, cut it, where'd I? So you just gotta, that's more of a hefsek. So again, you mark it, you try to, you don't have to be the exact spot. You're doing this as a chumrah. So right after you mark it, you know, try to cut it in the place near where you marked it. Okay. There is an interesting discussion in the Shvus Yaakov, where some Achronim quote in our Gemara. And that is, what happens if your pitim falls off? Can you put your pitim back with like a kisem? And in that way, have a kosher esrog. And a couple of years ago, I stopped getting pitims. Once you know, children in the house, you know, it's, I grew up with pitums, but it's, you know, it's you know, if, sometimes it's somewhat dangerous to have around the house. So let's say you're a real pitum man and you're with a pitum, and you wake up one morning and it happens, and there's no pitum anymore. So the Shvus Yaakov was asked, can you put it together somehow, be mechaber it so it sticks, and it's just like Lecha Mishnah, just like put it with a kisem and lo yodia, nobody will notice. So he quotes the tshuvas of the Beis Yaakov, who brings a raya from our Gemara. It works. It works. You put it in. It's lo yadia. He quotes tshuva of the Beis Yaakov. Im efshal lechaber ha'okitz v'chadom ha'idei machat t'havi chiber v'yosem alavoychalob t'havi l'kichatama. Says the Shvus Yaakov, no way. He says, I don't even have to write this tshuva, but because I saw this in the Beis Yaakov, I have to write the tshuva. He says, where is the Lashon? He quotes the Gemara here, but he says, "Be'emes b'shamein raya klal." The hasam atam divinam lechem shalim shem eva shelo yomer ani nasat eshlem vata prusa lochein. When you put it together, nobody's going to know. But here, mashenkein kol hecha divinon midaraisa lakicha tama v'shlema kol she'ena mechuber lo betoldaso chibur aydei davar acher vadelo shmei chibur. You have to have a naturally whole esrog. This isn't naturally whole. You stuck it on. So for real, this Ava, where there's an external need to look whole, to find that works. But here, a whole pitum, a whole esrog, that's not going to work. So says the Shvus Yaakov that is not going to work. And generally, that's the minog. The minog is, once your pitum breaks, you don't, you lose. What if it's hanging on a little bit? Okay, then we can be makel if it's hanging on a little bit. But that's the discussion in our Gemara. The Maritz Chais here quotes the Beis Yaakov, it's somebody else who argues on him. But the Shvus Yaakov here, in Simon Lamed Hey, says we don't accept him.
What was the Havamina of the Beis Yaakov?
What was the Havamina of the Beis Yaakov? I guess he's assuming that once you say it's a chibur, this not only helps Misham Eva, but this then becomes a natural chibur, and therefore would help not only where there are practical issues of Eva, but there is even more. Yeah. Halachically, the Nitziv's Chiddush about the bread. The Nitziv's Chiddush about the bread, but that doesn't apply by Esrog.
No, I'm saying by bread. Either. So it's about the bread. So it's Yisim Friday night, and also
people
put a little color off the
challah. You should run into the kitchen. If you have shalim, you always have to get the shalims. So what? That's only b'diavad case.
If you don't have
another one. If you have another one, you always have to get the shalims. Okay, let's continue. Amr Zera, Amr Shmuel, Ma'arvin Bepas Orez, Bepas Dochen. You could use rice bread and Dochen millet bread. We had these words last in Maseches Brachas, I think, in case that Mavarchin. Amr Mar Ukva Lididi, Mefrishalim Yenei Dabar Shmuel, Bepas Orez Ma'arvin, Bepas Dochen, Ema Arvin. No, I heard from Shmuel that you could use rice bread, but you can't use millet bread. Amr Abchia Bar Avin, Amr Rav Ma'arvin, Bepas Adashim. You could even use lentil bread. What do you mean? You know what they used to do in the days of Marshmallow? They used to throw the lentil bread to the dogs, and even the dogs wouldn't eat it. So you see, it's not right. Usually, roi l'achilas kelev is a shear of achila. We know by chametz, we know by other contexts, right? And even dogs don't eat it, so obviously it's not considered food. So the Gemara said, no, ahid the sharmin imhabi. No, that's only because it was mixed in, other stuff was mixed into that bread. Dechsiv, as the Bible says in Yechezkel, v'ata kach lecha, chitim usaorin upo adashim betochen v'chutzman. You see, adashim is listed. So therefore, it must have been that other ingredients were mixed in there, and that was the problem. Rav Papa Amar, ahid sluya betsoas ha'adam havi. You know which one was bad? The one that was mixed in into the tsoa with tsoas ha'adam. That's why it was bad bread. V'hi, as it says, v'hi. Okay. Umay v'ugas orim tochlena. What does it mean? V'ugas orim tochlena. The rest of that pasuk says the bread of sa'orim tochlena. If we say uga here means referring to other types of bread as well. So why does Dafka say ugas sa'orim, barley? Rav Chisda l'shi'urim. First answer is, it doesn't mean sa'orim, it means shi'urim. Yechezkel's telling them, even though you have this lower, inferior quality bread, eat it b'shi'urim. Eat little pieces of it at a time because you don't have much else. So even though it's an inferior type of bread, portion it out so you'll be able to have it for a while. Rav Papa Amar, a different reason why it says, ugas sa'orim, arebasak arebas sa'orim, veloka arebas chitim. There are different ways and shapes of making the bread. So make it like a barley bread, which is of an inferior shape, and not like arevas chitim, which is a gula v'no'er, Rashi says. Okay, that's two pshatim. What does it mean? Ugas orim in the pasuk. Interesting. Shapes of bread comes into halacha in Yaradeya. It's a halacha about not making milchik bread. We spoke about that in the past, because everybody shouldn't make milchik bread, because bread is a staple of life, and you eat bread with everything. So there was a gzera that making milchik bread because you might come to eat the milchik bread with something else. It was the issue, and it's not so popular anymore, Thomas's English muffins. Those are milchik, O-U-D. So the issue was, how could it, if it's milchik bread, does it violate this gzera? So part of some of the heterim war, the Shulchan Aruch already quotes, that if there's a special either label or a special shape that you make the milchik bread in, so it'll be nikar. Now this is milchik bread, then it's okay. So the question is, Thomas and muffins, nothing looks like that. That's always, you can always tell an English muffins. That's why one of the heterim was that, because it has a separate surah. So here too, it talks about different shapes of the bread. Next Mishnah. Hakdama to the next Mishnah. There is a well-known if you've learned about Matziah before, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about Kinyin Ma'os. If I pay somebody, I'm going to buy something from you, and I give you money. I give you $100, but I did not pull, I wasn't Moshech my object yet. So we paskin Ma'os Einon Konos. We paskin giving money is not, you're not Kona the object, until you pull it. I give the money, I'm not Kona yet. Is that a din of Ma'os Einon Konos, a din to Oraisa or a din to Rabbanan? That is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish paskins, it's a din to Oraisa. Ma'os Einon Konos, mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa, you have to do Meshicha. But Rabbi Yochanan paskins, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'os Konos, mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa, if I give you money, and then I don't pull, I'm mida Oraisa, it's sitting in your attic, but it's my object already, because I paid for it. Midraban Chazal said Ma'os Einon Konos. Why? We'll get to it in the Gemara, but I'll just mention it now. Because you know what's going to happen? I'm going to pay you for it. What happens if something happens in your attic? Let's say there's a fire in your attic. You're going to go, oh, you know, okay, maybe I'll call the fire department. Maybe, okay. You'll be lackadaisical because it's not yours. So maybe what's going to happen? Your friend's going to come and say, oh, I'm sorry, your chitim got burned up. So that's why we don't want that to happen. So even though Midaraisa Ma'os Konos, but we say Midrabanan, we still say it's the Mocher's. We still say it's yours, so he'll make sure that nothing happens to it till he'll guard it. And Midrabanan, you need Meshicha. So Ma'os Einon Konos, Midaraisa, or Midrabanan. Either way, we're going to be using that principle in this next mission in Gemara. Get a lot of lumpus, we'll have to talk about it when we get up to above and CMM Zion. No sin on the Malachen, but he says the Mishnah. We're talking about Hilchas Eiriv again. Let's see, I give money to a storekeeper, Ulanachtom, or to a baker. Oh, I want to be part of the Eiriv whenever people make it. So I'm going to go to the baker and say, here's $100, here's $10, whatever it is. And, you know, this is for payment of a challah. And then when everybody gets ready for the Eiriv, you know, throw in a challah for me. That'll be for me. Or to a storekeeper, Kadesh Yiskalo Eiriv, to Rebbe Elazar. So that's okay according to Rebbe Eliezer. You give the money, even though you didn't pull anything, Rebbe Elazar holds, still it's okay. It's okay, and we'll see what the reason is for Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim lo zach lo ma'osav. Rebbe Elazar, Chachamim say, no, it doesn't work. Based on the principle that we just said, we paskin ma'os einon konos, either midaraisa or midrabanan. So we paskin it doesn't work. And Rashi here explains, so what's happening here? But for everybody else, we learned the principle before of Zechiah. Why can't he be mezaka it for you on your behalf? Rashi explains that works for everybody else, but not for you. Because what's your das? Your das is to buy a challah roll and use that one. So you want to go the derech of kinyan, not the derech of Zechiah. You want to pay for it. But here, and he has in mind to do the kinyan for you, but we pass on the kinyan doesn't work. So that's why you lose. Everybody else is fine. He could do Zechiah for everybody else. But because you chose the derech of kinyan, which we pass on the kinyan doesn't work, so therefore, he can't be mezaka it for you. That is the machlokes. That's what the sheet of the chachamim is. Umodim, but the Mishnah continues. But everybody would agree. B'shar kol adam shezach lo ma'osav. Everybody would agree that if you gave money to anybody else, not a baker or storekeeper, that it would work. Because Rashi here explains what's the umdana. We estimate that what's in your mind when you give somebody else money. Not that you want to buy loaf, but that, you know, you want to be part of it. You're making a mishliach. That's all you're doing. So when you give somebody else money who's not the one who sells you the stuff, so then we assume that you're just making a mishliach. That's what Rashi says in the second line. It's a whole vein balabais rogilim karkikaros, lotus kamizel, laso shol shliach. Be my shliach, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get me into the Erev. So then you have more flexibility. She'ein ma'arvin la'adam ela midaito, continues the Mishnah. Because Erev is only midaito, and therefore you have das here to be included no matter what. Rabbi Yehuda says, and we had this a couple days ago, when does this apply? That you need das. That's only the Erev Tchumin. Why? Erev Tchumin, as we've said, it's a chov also, because if you extend your tchum in one direction, you lose in the other direction. So that's why you only can only do Erev Tchumin das of a person, because it's not a total schus. But Ruve Chatzeros can be even shalola daito, because there's no downside. Lafi shezach la'adam shalola b'fanav ve'ein chavin la'adam el b'fanav. Zechiah can happen even shalola b'fanav of a person, right? It's a total schus for a person. So a person we can assume wants that. Again, there's a lot of lumdus how zechiah works. Okay, not for now. Is it a shlichus without a minui? A lot of discussion. What is, how does Sechia work? We'll talk about it in the future. But you could be Zocha for a person even if he doesn't appoint you. And Chov, no. What do you mean? If it's not good for me, you can't do it for me. If I tell you to do it, in Chavala Adam, El Bafanet, I'm going to tell you to do it fine. So we had earlier, and we're going to have also later today, is Rabbi Yehuda arguing on the Tanakhama? Is he explaining the Tanakhama? We will see. So this is the principle of Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav. There is an interesting Ksos. Again, we're going to discuss it in a couple of weeks in the Kiddushin Shirim, but just to mention it now. It's known as the Sugya of Zachin Mei Adam, not Zachin La'adam. What does that mean? It's a Tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshin, quoted in the Ramah, in Yeradeya, talking about challah. So this is also about challah. The Trumas Hadeshin says, as a case where a woman is baking, Isha Balas Abayis Lashala Mishar says Shala Isa. Right? Her help is kneading the dough. Let's say the woman got bored of the ingredients, she's running out, and meanwhile the help in the house is making the challah. And before the dough was ready, she went out for something. So let's say she wants to bake the challah, and let's say the there's no pasakum here because the owner turned on the oven, whatever it is. So you have this case here, and this non-Jewish person is ready to be mafresh challah. And I'm sorry, it doesn't have to be non-Jewish. Even a Jewish help, let's say a Jewish help. And the dough has risen, and she's worried that if she doesn't take off challah now and get it into the oven, it's going to get ruined, and you're not going to be able to bake it properly. So the question is, can she take off challah for the ba'alas habayis? So the Trumas Hadeshin says, sure, zachon l'adam shelo b'fanav. It's a zechus. She's going to lose her challah. Her challah is all going to get ruined. So zechal adam shlo b'fanav. Take off challah. This helps her, and therefore put it into the oven. That's the Trumas Hadeshin quoted in the Ramah. You read the Shaper Dami Lemevet Hachi. Tekiva de miskalkel. Since it's going to get ruined if you don't do it. Zechusu lebalas abayis. The kaimalon zechiyam itam shlichus es rabbi. V'achanami amishar si sasa shlucha. Afilu shlo midaita mitam zechusu la. Zechal adam shlo b'fanav. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin says in this case, because the challah is going to get ruined. So take off challah and put it in the oven for the ba'alas habayis. That's the Trumas Hadeshin. That's the Ramah. Says the Ksos in Siman Reish Mem Gimel Sif Ches. V'im ki yadati miyut erki lahar achar piskei maharai. I know I'm a nothing. I'm an ant compared to all these great rabbanim. Says the Ksos Lanias Daiti. I think is wrong. He quotes Rayas, but he says, and the way the Achronim formulates this Ksos, even though he doesn't quote this, the Ksos doesn't say this Lashon, you only say Zachin La'adam Shelo B'fanav. If you're Zochet to a person, if somebody gets something, here, ultimately, the result is a Schus for a person, but Lamaisa, what are you doing? You're taking something from the person to give him a Schus. You're taking Challah away from him. That's called Zachin Mei Adam. It says the Ksos, we never say that. There's a Rashba and Nadarim that seems to say you don't say that, but this is the Ksos Shita. The Mishar is the Dimke, behind the Mishar is the Mishar is the Chalab Shal Balabai, is in Mishar Bisham Schus, the Lorim Rin Zachal Adam Shalom Afanev, Ela Hecha the Zochem Mekabel, is a Dover, Kwa Mizaka Chavis Laploni, etc. Ava Mafresh Bisham Balabai, is in Zach Schus, Ela Nichusa. He's happy with it. And that's what he says. He says, and it's not going to get ruined anyway. He says, the Ksos, I'll give you another option. Bake it. What did we just learn in Shulchan Aruch before? Biti Yavid, you can take off the challah after it's baked. So bake it without taking off challah. Either way, that's the issue of Zachin Mei Adam. Do you say that's a difference? If the result is going to be a schus, but lemaisa, the action that you are doing is taking off truma for somebody. Is that Zachin Mei Adam, or do you look at the ultimate result? That's a big sugya, the Ksos. There's about a see here the page of footnotes about this Ksos. Again, it's a huge sugya, but we'll just suffice with the Trumas Hadeshin, the Ramah, and the Ksos. Okay. Back to the Gemara. My time is Rebbe Eliezer. Hallo Mashach. Right, Rebbe Eliezer, the Mishnah says, it works if you gave the money and you weren't Moshech L'chala. So why does it work according to him? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Asa'u, Rebbe Eliezer, Kedala Prakim Bashana. Rebbe Eliezer holds, he makes it like the four times of the year. What is that? As we'll see, from a totally different context, there's a separate halakha that we leave it on the din d'oraisa because of a certain need. Even though there's a din d'rabbanan, we'll leave it on the din d'oraisa because of a certain need. So too, we're going to say here, like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, because mi d'oraisa ma'os arkonos, and because there's a need, because you want to be involved in the Erev, so we'll allow you to be kona mi d'oraisa. Even though mi d'rabbanan, we usually say ma'os einon konos. That's going to be the parallel of this dalat prakan bashana. What is that? The Tanan, the Mishnah says in Chulin, four times during the year, Bezdin forces a shochet to shecht, even though he doesn't want to. Afilu sharsha ve'elav dinar ve'ein lalokeach elav dinar echad. Even if you have an ox that's worth 1,000 dinar, and the person who bought a piece of meat only has 1 dinar's worth in this animal, so the guy stands to lose 999,999 worth of this animal. Kovanos alishchot, you still force him to shecht one of these 4 times. Rashi here, of course, the end of the Mishnah: erev yom rishon shel Pesach, erev Shavuos, erev Rosh Hashanah, erev the last days of Sukkot, and erev Yom Kippur and Galil. Different times when there's a real need for Klal Yisrael, they need food, so that is why when you force to shecht. Taptosis talks about why not the first days of Sukkot, why not erev the first days of Sukkot? That's left out. Okay, but anyway, those are the days that you force the shochet. L'fichach im meis l'lokayach. Therefore, because we're forcing the shochet, what are we saying? We're saying that really that piece of the animal belongs to the lokayach already, right? It's right his, and that's why we're going to force him. So because of that, there's also a downside for him. Im meis, if the animal died, meis l'lokayach. So the mocher doesn't have to pay back the dinar that the guy has because it's already his. I'm going to be forced to shech this because of you. But then if it dies, I'm not responsible. So therefore, you're going to lose. Meis l'lokeach halomashach. Say, ask the Gemara. What do you mean, meis l'lokeach? He wasn't mosheich yet. He just gave money. It's still in the possession of the owner. Amar Rav Huna b'shamasha. Okay, Rav Huna had said, oh, you're right. Okay, he was ready mosheich it. But the Gemara says, then the seifa of the Mishnah doesn't work. Yihachi ima seifa b'shar yimos hashana ein okein. The Mishnah says, the rest of the days of the year, you don't force him. L'fichach, therefore, meis l'mocher. The rest of the days, you don't force the shochet to shech. And therefore, if it, what does that mean? And therefore, it's still all the mochers, and therefore if the animal dies, it dies to the mocher, and the mocher is responsible to pay back the lokeach, the buyer. But am I high moshach? What do you mean? According to your Rav Huna, you already pulled it. You already were moshach the animal, so it should be yours already, and the mocher should not have to pay. So Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, again, all this is not our issue yet, because we didn't get to the pshat of the Mishnah that relates to our Gemara yet, but this is all a different pshat. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, la'olam b'shalom moshach, no, you aren't moshach it yet. Really, you just paid money. No, what we're talking about here is a case where the mocher slash shochet, the butcher, if the butcher was zoche it, was mezake this animal for you already through another person. So b'dalat prakim elu deschus ulo, on these 4 times of year where it's a schus, because the assumption is that everybody needs animals for the yantif, so then it works, and that's why it's considered yours. But other days of the year, where it's a chov, because yes, you're ultimately getting something, but you're still, he's using your money, so then it's considered a chov, it doesn't, the schus doesn't outweigh, so, and it's a chov, and that's why it doesn't work, and it's still considered the mochers. That's all one shot of this Mishnah, which is not relevant to us. What's relevant to us is the second approach. Rev Ilo, Am Rev Yochanan, B'dalat Prakim Elu, He'emidu Chachamim Divreyim Al Divrei Torah. No, the point is that usually mo's ain't on konos, you're right. But we pass like Rav Yochanan. That's a dindarabanan. Midaraisa ma'os arkonos. Right when you pay money for something, it's yours, even if you're not moshech it. And that's why here, even though you are moshech, it works midaraisa on those 4 times because they're of that need. So I'm Rav Yochanan because as it says, but Masim Mzayin, you see, Devar Torah ma'os konos, midaraisa ma'os arkone, umipnei ma'amru meshicha kone. Why do you say the midarabanan? You need meshicha. Gezerishem yomer lo nisrefuchitech ba'aliyah. Because maybe I'll say you to you, your wheat was burned in my attic, and sorry, I didn't save it. So that's the drabana that I referred to before. So the Gemara says, just like there, because of the need, we were mokim in on the din d'oraisa. So to here, Rabbi Eliezer and our Mishnah holds also for a Reb Chatzeiros, we're mokim in on the din d'oraisa to say ma'os are konos. What's the source for this? Rashi quotes, what's the source that midaraisa mos are konos? Rashi quotes a pasuk by Hektish. Dechsiv bepodim in a Hektish v'nasan hakesef v'kamlo. You pay money and then it's yours. The kamlo kalvachomer belokech min a hedyo. If you could get that out of Hektish, so then surely, but when you buy from a hedyo, it would work. So Rashi says that's it's a kalvachomer. It seems like it's harder to get things out of Hektish than it is to get things out of a hedyo. Which is interesting because we have an opposite halacha, getting things into Hektish. We have a principle in the Gemara Kiddushin says, Amirasso legavoa kimisirasso lahedyot. Saying that you're going to do something for Hektish is like as if you did it already. Getting into Hektish is somewhat easier. Getting out of Hektish might be harder. That's the kalvachomer of Rashi here. That if it's the pasuk is by Hektish, kalvachomer, to get things out of your friend's rishus. Okay. Umodim b'shar kol adam b'chulu, but the Mishnah says that even the Tanakam would agree by other people, if you give money for, then it's okay. Manchar call them. Who does that? Other people. Amar balabayas. It means somebody who's not a chenvani. Somebody who's not a baker or a storekeeper. Anybody. The chen amar shmuel balabayas. Amar shmuel lo shnal lanachtom. The halach only applies by a baker. That's where you wanted to go through the kinyan met derech, and it, because that didn't work, then you lose. Av balabayas kone. But if it's a balabayas, we assume it's a shliach. V'yamar shmuel. Shmuel also adds another limitation. Lo shnal elamaa. The only problem is where you gave money. Of a kli kone, but if you gave a kli, it works because a kli, Rashi explains, kinyan sudur, kinyan chalipin, that's a different type of kinyan, which is also a very special kinyan to talk about. But then that's kone right away. That's not maos. That's a different. That's a different type of kinyan. That's chalipin, and therefore that could work right away, even if you weren't moshechet. Also, it only is a problem if you say be mezakeh this for me, and therefore get me a loaf of bread. Aval amar arevli. But if you say make me an erev, then we can assume you want it no matter what and how. And shliach shavi v'kanis. Then we assume even by a baker, if you had said, you know, make an erev for me. So then we assume that's what your kavana is, that you want him to be your shliach in any case that it would work. So remember, Rabbi Yehuda says, when does all this work? Only by Erev Tchumin, but by Erev Chatzeros, you could even do Shalola Daito. Shmuel says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Not only that, but wherever Rabbi Yehuda says something in Erevin, we hold like him. Do we say that we hold like him even in the case where we have a mavui, which you are machshir with a lechi and a kora, first two prakim and mesechas erevin, and they got taken away on Shabbos, we passing like him even in that case? So Amar lei, no, be erevin amarti lechavlo be mechitzas. No, I only mentioned this by hilchas erevin, not by hilchas mechitzas. Erevin is erev chatzeres. That's what we pass like a Yehuda, but not there. We pass, and if it's taken away, then it's no good. Amalei ravacha b'reid rav l'arvashi halachol amichal depligi. The fact that you say that halacha is like a Yehuda in our Mishnah is mashma that somebody argued. If you have to say halacha is like one person, it's mashma that somebody else disagrees. But v'hamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kamakam shamar Rabbi Yehuda emasai u'bameh b'mishnah seinu enu elo lafarish yivir chachamim. But we have a mesorah that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says b'med v'ram amurim in Mishnah, he's explaining the prior shita. And in our Mishnah, he says b'med v'ram amurim. So there's no machlokes. He's just explaining the Tanakamas. How can you say halacha is like Shmuel? Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says v'lo pligi. But what do you mean? A couple daf ago, we said they do argue. V'hanatzna nid tosfo alei and most of them azakev azarech lohudia. Right? We had earlier that. Yesterday, that the Mishnah says if you get more people that come to your Mavui, so then you have to be Mosifu Mezakeh for them, but Zarech Lodin, you have to let them know. You have to let them know, but what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that you don't have to let them know. So it must be Hasam, because of Shemesh Mavos. The Gemara says, okay, maybe there's no Machlokas. Because there is talking about a case where there's a Chaser between two Mavos, as Menachem learned with you yesterday, and that's where you have to know his Das, because you don't know which Mavui he wants to be part of. But in any other case, maybe that Tana would agree that you don't need Das. But no, we had a Mandarma that argued. What do you mean? We did have a bona fide shita yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda does argue on the Tanakama. So again, how can Shmuel say otherwise? So the Gemara says, Ella, Gavra Karamis. Marsav are pligi, Marsav are low pligi. So Machlokas Amoram. Machlokas Amoram, how to understand the Mishnah? Whether Rabbi Yehuda is arguing or not. Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, and therefore he holds the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, while the other shita holds that Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining, and therefore you don't have to say halachas like Rabbi Yehuda here, because he's just explaining the Tana Kam. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shir was, L'zeich HaNishmas, Klonimus ben Yosef Tzvi. Tomorrow, remember, is a Sunday schedule. Tomorrow's daf is at 7:10. I just looked on the camera. The sheet is-